Blog Talk Radio.
Are we live? Is this on? Yeah, are we live? Hi, everybody out there in listener land. Welcome to the Tim Murray Variety Show number 3. I have a great show in store for you tonight. All kinds of fun stuff to do tonight. How are you out there in listener land? How was your week? Did you have a good week? I had a great week. I had fun doing stuff. Are we on air? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have this very Kool-Aid. I have water. Water I'll share with you if you call. If you're the fifth caller right now, I will share my great value purified water. I'm doing a show for Underground Republic, Underground Radio, and this is Republic of Underground People Radio, and this Republic of Underground Radio is your tune. Hello, you gotta be kidding me. Why are you, what's going on?
Andro Medical.
Hello.
If you speak English, press 1.
Si habla español, pulse 2.
Separe italiano, digite 3.
Nihongo ご希望の方は4番のボタンを押してください。
Si vous parlez français, tapez 5.
Wenn Sie Deutsch sprechen, drücken Sie die 6.
中文服务请按7.
إذا كنت تتكلم باللغة العربية, اضغط على الرقم 8.
That one, I think.
Está siendo transferido a la operadora. Por favor, espere.
Yeah. Okay.
Lo sentimos. Este número no contesta. Vuelva a intentarlo más tarde, por favor. Gracias por su llamada. Hasta pronto.
Yes, ma'am. That means they're going to put me through right away. Hello? Hello? Appreciate you doing that to me, person. Over there, I was... You just lost a customer, asshole. Watch your language, Tim. Here's the thing now. Over here, Nick, keep it back. You guys are out there in listener land. I thank you for your patience. And
thank you for calling Walmart.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Hello? You mean to tell me you're not a super center? I can barely hear you. You're going to have to speak up, darling.
This is Bowling Green Walmart. This is Amber. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was wondering if you get that, if I can get cash back on that Pelicam. I got the receipt, but I can't use the Pelicam, and I bought the wrong size. I was just wondering if I can get the money back on it.
So you want to exchange something?
Yeah, the Calipans that you guys have on sale, the four-quart Calipans.
Calipans?
Yeah, Calipans.
Give me 1 second, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any Calipans or something like that?
Hiding donuts in the freezer of the cookbook.
Calipans or something like that?
No, Palicats. Pelicats, 4-quart. Not to be confused with 2.5. Not to be confused with the 2.5s.
2.5 Qualitans?
No. The 4-quarters. I said don't confuse with the 2.5s.
Okay.
Different prices,
four?
Ma'am.
What is
yeah,
it called again? I'm so sorry. I'm having a hard time.
Oh, no. The cattle pants are 4-quart. Not the 2.5s. I bought the 4-quart. Cattle pants.
Calipans?
Yeah, Calipans. I bought the...
Calipans.
Yeah, not 2.5. Be sure to check the price on the 4-quart. I'm just seeing if I can bring them back. I got them out of the box, but I didn't put them to use because I realized I bought the wrong ones. I'll tape the box up if you need it.
This is Chris. Can I help you?
Hi, Chris. Just trying to get through to your... I bought the 4-quart Calipans out there, and I actually bought the wrong size. I bought them home, and I admit I took them out of the box and everything, but I did not use them because I realized I bought the wrong item. And I was just asking the gal, I have the receipt, rather, if I was wondering if I could bring them back.
Could you repeat the item again?
Yeah, the Calipans, they're the 4-quart ones, which are not to be confused with the 2.5s. That's what I should have got, but I want to see if I can just, you know, I could pay the difference.
Yeah, if you still have your receipt, you can bring them back.
Can I bring them back now? Customer service open?
Yeah, is this a food item or?
No. The Calipans, what I'm trying to do. I went to AutoZone and found the item, but you guys had it cheaper. But I bought the wrong one. It's an olfactory receptor. You know, is your automotive department open?
Well, we don't have anybody in automotive right now. But it's
all right. Is your customer service open or?
No, it's just like it's not some kind of lubricant or.
No, what they are is they're olfactory receptors. And there are two different sizes. You guys carry the 2.5s and the 4 quarts. Well, I bought the 4 quarts, and what I needed was the 2.5s, but of course I bought the wrong ones, which is a story of my life. But that's for another day. But, yeah, so they're back in the automotive over there by the air fresheners.
Okay, yeah, just bring your receipt back in with them, and we can
do
an exchange for you.
And what time is customer service not open right now, is it?
No, it doesn't open until 8, but bring your receipt.
All right, man, I'll swing by there in the morning. All right, thank you much.
Okay.
You have a good one. Don't work too hard now. Bye-bye. He was a big old helper now, wasn't he? Well.
The landlord came to my house, man, he wasn't that crew. He said, didn't pay your rent 6 months, my friend, you've got to move. So I went down to the welfare folks, see what they do for me. They said, oh yes, we'll pay you wages, just give us your dignity. And I said, what am I entitled to? They gave me this reply, not enough to live on, but a little too much. I went back to my lady man, I told her where I'd been. Out there giving stupid answers, all their stupid questions. Now it seems they've got a little scheme by which you might survive. Just stay within your budget, baby, good luck and stay alive. But y'all need more than luck, girl, cause even if you try, it's not enough to live on, but a little too much to die. And a worker came to my house, man, he was counting all my clothes. He asked how many kids I had, then he counted them by the nose. And he promised I'd get my check next week, I'd get it without fail. But that, of course, depends that it don't get lost in the mail. And I said, does this happen often? Well, he just blinked his eye, said, not enough to live on, but a little too much to die. People are all online, their men, they're going out the door. The man give me number 903 and then call 44. Oh, baby, they're lucky I don't play the horses, cause I just can't get by when it's not enough to live on, but a little too much to die.
Area code 412 area code. You were on the Tim Murray Variety Show number 3. Welcome.
What are you? I'm not.
Hi.
What is going on?
Do you have the wrong number?
No, I don't think so. I'm looking for Tim Murray. Are you
no,
Tim Murray?
You checked out. This is Ricky Montrose, and actually, this is the Jehovah's Witness potluck.
Oh my God. Really? Really?
No, yes,
what do you mean? What are you eating?
Well, right now.
Did you say potluck or did you wait? You said Jehovah's Witness potluck.
Yes.
Potluck.
Yes.
Is
ma'am.
It a lubricant? Oh my God! You had me hollering. I was like, holy no! My God, he didn't just ask him if that's a lubricant. Oh my God! Oh, you animal!
I have no idea what you're talking about, ma'am. You've called into the Jehovah's Witness potluck and chat, and we actually have melon balls available.
Oh, you had me going for a second. Oh, Jehovah's Witnesses. Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Well, we were actually, we were bawling melons.
Oh, my God. Bawling melons with that little, what do you call it? It's a melon baller. That's what
they call it. It's a melon baller, right. And it has two
it's
different
a melon
sizes.
Baller. You were balling melons.
Yeah,
oh
it has
my
two different
God,
sizes.
I bet you balled some melons in your day, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am, I have. And what is your favorite type of melon to ball?
Oh, my God. Probably, you know, I don't know, watermelon, you know? I don't know. It gives me, I don't know, it disturbs my intestines, melon.
Your intestines?
No, it gives me cramps.
I don't know.
You have to ask.
It must be all the water in watermelon.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a diuretic, or I don't know, diuretical. I don't know. I don't even know what you were buying at Walmart.
I think I have jet lag.
You know, I gotta tell you, you're not filling in the gaps. You got like dead air. You're not.
Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality and training purposes.
You're gonna keep talking.
Holiday Inn Reservations.
Ma'am,
are you a?
What was your name again, ma'am?
So tell me, would you like to make a new reservation? Check availability
yes,
and.
Yes, I would.
Sorry.
Please.
Yes, I would.
I didn't understand.
Give me the operator. Right away, I need the operator.
I think you said you wanted to speak to an agent. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Sorry, I can't tell whether you said yes or no.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Just a moment while I connect you with someone who can help. Don't worry. I'll pass the information you've already provided to the agent. Thank you for your patience. At Intercontinental Hotels Group, we value your opinion and use your feedback to enhance our service. If you would be willing to complete a very brief automated survey following your experience with us today, please press 1 now.
I'm not pressing nothing.
Reservation, this is Caesar speaking. How can I help?
Your name's Caesar?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hi, this is Ricky Montrose, and I got my wife on the line here, Phyllis Montrose. We're actually wanting to plan a bit of a vacation, let's say a second honeymoon, if you will.
Yes, sir.
And we're trying to find out, I couldn't find on your website, I've got dial-up on my internet, so it goes in and out all the time, but I couldn't find out whether or not you had a Holiday Inn where they were in Eastern Europe, like Turkmenistan. I'm taking Phyllis back.
I'm sorry, where?
Turkmenistan. Yes, I'm taking Phyllis back to her native land.
Okay.
I can't find out on your website if you have a Holiday Inn in Eastern, Far Eastern Europe.
Yeah, I don't think I believe we don't have any property there, sir.
How far do you go into Europe? Do you have any idea? Are you over in I don't know, Bosnia or any place close like that to where we could rent a car?
Bosnia. Well, we don't have any properties here in Bosnia.
You're in Bosnia right now?
No, sir, I am not.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Phyllis, honey, would it be okay? Do you have any properties in Poland by any chance? I'm just trying to figure
Poland.
Out where you're at
Let
in Europe.
Check.
All right, thank you. Phyllis, honey?
That would be... Yes, that one, we could get a car. We could probably get a car. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a car. If they're in Poland right now, if they're somewhere around Warsaw or Krakow, I'm thinking we can just drive to Turkmenistan. I don't see what the problem would be.
Well, it's a lot of money. I don't know.
We don't have
Actually, sir, when I...
Yeah. I'm sorry, go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, Mr. Montrose.
Yes,
sir. Actually, sir, we do have several cities in Poland that we have hotels. So we have Warsaw, we have Wrocław, Kraków.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, honey, is that going to be okay with you if we were to... I got my wife on the line, too, sir. If we were going to go ahead and book in, like, Krakow or Warsaw, and we could drive over to Turkmenistan?
Turkmenistan, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess so. I guess.
Well, you don't seem very up to par on it, hon. I mean,
I think it'll be very expensive. It'll be very expensive having to drive. I don't know what side. Do they drive on the left? Do they drive on the right? I don't know. I don't know these things. I don't know.
Well, it's okay. Just calm down, hon. That's why the man. That's why Caesar's on the phone with us right now to help us plan this thing. Just calm down. Calm down. Hey, when you're upstairs, bring my cigarettes down, will you?
All right.
Yeah, Caesar, I'm sorry about that. She's very emotional about going back home for the first time in many years, and I just want to make this a special trip, and I'm just trying to, if I stay at a Holiday Inn, that's perfectly fine. Can you help us with car rental or a bicycle rental or train fare or any of that kind of stuff?
Actually, sir, we do have a separate department for our car rental. We are affiliated with Hertz.
Okay. Are they located in Poland as well?
Yeah, we do have Hertz in Poland as well, sir.
Do you have any idea what side of the road they drive on?
No. Which one, sir? In Europe, sir?
Yeah, like in Poland. I mean,
the right-hand drive there is over there, sir.
Okay, so they're on the wrong damn side of the road. Do I have to get like a driver's license over there?
I think, sir, yes, sir, you do. I have at least an international driver's license, sir.
You have an international driver's license? Caesar?
Are you asking me, sir? No, sir, I don't have. I only have local.
Okay, I was just wondering. What you had to go through. I mean, we'll be better off just taking a train. Phyllis, honey, we're not driving on the other side of that road, I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm not riding a bicycle either.
Well, this man's going to help us with train fare, then. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. We're going to take a train from Warsaw down to Turkmenistan. Caesar, can you help us book a train? Hello, Caesar?
Yes, sir. I'm listening, sir.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering, can you help us with train instead of this car thing? I mean, I'm freaked out about that other side of the road like that.
Actually, sir, what our main concern is, we are only making reservations for hotels, sir.
Oh, you don't do the whole package?
No, sir, we only do the hotel, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry for putting you on the spot like that. I thought you would be able to do the entire travel arrangement and all that. I mean...
Oh, no, sir. We are not a travel agency, sir. We're actually only reservations for Holiday Inn, sir.
Does eBay do that? Does eBay do the entire... I don't know much about the internet and all that, but I got dial-up on here.
Oh.
But does eBay or Amazon, do they do all that?
I don't believe eBay does that, sir. What you do, sir, you cannot log into other websites like Hotels.com or Bits. Those are the websites that you can have packages, sir.
Phyllis, are you writing all this down?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. It sounds
all
like a very convoluted, one of your convoluted schemes. I'm not sure.
All right, we'll talk about it. Caesar, I thank you for your help, sir. And quiet down there, Phyllis, damn it. And Caesar, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'm going to have to talk it over with the little lady here and then give you a call back or go on Amazon or whatever. But I thank you for your time, sir.
All right. You're welcome, sir. Don't mention it.
Now, Phyllis, why do you have to make a damn laughing stock out of everything we do? It was as simple as a damn...
Oh, because as usual, you would be a bastard to Murray. You call that guy Caesar. You want me to put my fat ass on a bicycle? I won't do it. I tell you, I won't do it.
You got to get a hold of yourself. Are those Ativans still in the bathroom?
I don't know. You're humiliating me. I don't know how to drive. I don't know anything about Eastern Europe. I don't know about European. What do you mean, my homeland? That's not my homeland. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to help you get back home to Mama.
Can I put on a little bit of weight? I'm not riding my ass on a bicycle across Eastern Europe from Warsaw. You're crazy. No. I won't do it. I won't do it. telling you, I won't do it.
You know what, man? I'm sorry, Phyllis. I know you're not comfortable in your own skin or any of that kind of stuff, and I would never
put you through. No, sir, I'm not. But you know who's responsible for that? It's the media. It's the corporations. They make you feel, I don't know. But I'm not putting my big ass on a bicycle in Poland. No.
What would you feel? How would you feel about a motorcycle with a side cart?
I would think about it.
So you're actually very agreeable, Phyllis, when it gets down, you know, when we really get down to planning things. You're actually very agreeable. And I can understand not wanting to drive on the other side of the road. I mean, come on. And you know,
well,
I understand you not wanting to be on the handlebars of a bicycle.
Well, I do appreciate that. I do.
I do.
I know deep down when it comes down to it, you're very understanding. You get
I try
it.
To
you
be.
You get me. You get me. I feel like you get me. But I just
Tell
don't
us.
Want my fat ass hanging over a bicycle. I don't know how to drive. Oh, it could be a disaster.
We're going to go talk to the nice man tomorrow about that Prozac refill. I'm sorry.
Who are you calling? Who are you calling now?
I'm sorry about that, Phyllis. Let's hold on a second here. Dial-a-pop.
Thank you for calling Telos Chicago 36 Facility. Para español, oprima el número uno.
Yeah.
Our normal business hours are from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
You got to be kidding
me. If you know your
me.
Party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For an employee directory by name, dial 4. For a department directory, dial 7. If you are an employee calling to report an absence, dial 8. To repeat this message, dial 9.
Please make entry soon or be disconnected.
Thank you for calling Kellogg's Chicago 31st Street Facility.
Para español,
oprima el número uno. Our normal business hours are from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
I've just
if
pushed
you know
what
your
I want.
You may dial it at any time. For an employee directory by name, dial 4. For a department directory,
oh,
dial 7.
With you then.
If you are an employee calling to report an.
The heck with you. I can't deal with you. You don't want me. Oh, you got to be kidding me. You don't want me calling up. Gentlemen. There's a lot of. Phyllis, are you okay?
A little bit.
You'll feel better in a minute. You have any more? Maybe you could. Did you stop smoking, Phyllis?
What? No, I wasn't.
Still...
I was not smoking. No, I was not. I just went outside because I was taking out garbage.
Oh, garbage night in the neighborhood, Phyllis?
You gotta drag a... Well, out to the dumpster.
Why doesn't your boyfriend do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God damn you. Why do you say that? You know, I don't have a boyfriend.
You gotta be kidding me. Everybody's always busy every night. Sorry, Phyllis. I didn't know you. Last I talked to you, you guys were getting back together, so I'm really. I apologize.
No,
man. I really.
No.
How many bags of garbage did you have to drag out to the dumpster?
Oh, like two? I had this one from the bathroom, the little one, the little waste basket, you know? And then I had the one under the trash that I keep under the sink. You know the setup.
Well, that's not, do you separate recycling?
I do. Well, I try. Sometimes I get disgusted. I don't like washing out the little cat food cans, you know, the little cans, like, you know. you know, like the little fancy things. I don't like the smell. I don't like, I throw them in the regular garbage.
Why don't you just put them in the recycle without rinsing them out?
Because then I have to smell the fancy feast. I don't like it.
Why don't you stop buying the fancy feast?
Oh, you're really on a roll tonight, Tim Murray. You're really on a roll. You're just pushing my buttons. Pushing my buttons. Now you want me to get rid of my cat.
I'm sorry. You've got to be kidding me. Do they realize the importance of this call? Never mind your ass, then. I've tried to cancel on you, caught ass. Jeez. This show that I'm trying to run here is just an absolute wreck, Phyllis, and I was hoping you could help me out.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to collect yourself.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Oh, come on. They're the only people that are reliable. The only damn people on earth that are reliable is Walmart. Thank you. Everybody else close.
Thank you for calling the Walmart. I'm Branson on Highway 76. How may I help you?
Yeah, do you put me over to somebody? Got anybody over there in the electronic department?
This is. What can I do for you?
Oh, you are the electronic department?
Yes, sir.
You got to be kidding me. Do you guys still carry cassette tapes over there?
We do.
You got to be kidding me. Like music cassette tapes?
We've got the blank ones, but we don't have the pre-recorded ones.
Oh, you don't have like artists, various artists, and all that kind of stuff on there?
Not on cassette tape. We've got them on CD.
Oh, man. That's something. CDs, I mean, do you do the MP3 or are you a CD guy?
I do both.
Oh, you're kind of a man of the 21st century, if you will. Well, I got a tape player out in the van, but the damn CD player, I got to borrow my nephew's CD compact disc player. He's always bitching about it, but I told him if I could find the old cassettes I used to have. See, I was sitting there. Do you have a minute, sir? I'm sorry. You're probably busy tonight.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
No,
But anyhow,
I would recommend that you do, what I'm guessing is that you want to be able to play it in your car while you're driving, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. A lot of times it's fairly simple with I'm sorry, let me back up. Are you wanting to take your old audio cassettes and put them onto MP3 and then be able to play them on your vehicle, or are you wanting to take your MP3s and turn them into audio cassettes?
I barely understood a word you just said because I don't have the technology to do those things. What I was hoping to do, is there a way that I could record some of my old cassettes onto CDs?
Yes. Well, all you would need would be a... probably the easiest way to do that. It's here, and it's kind of, for the most part, gone. Your best bet for that would be to get an audio, like a tape player, that has a headphone out and connect an auxiliary cable. It looks like two of the smaller headset jacks.
Good Lord,
and plug
you know
that.
Stuff. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm just saying, you know your stuff, man. Go ahead. I'm listening.
It'll have both ends of it will have the headphone jacks on it, the smaller one, the eighth inch, or the 0.355 millimeter.
They don't have that in three quarter?
No, you don't want to go half inch. That's going to be way too large.
I got you.
And then what you would do is you'd connect that into the auxiliary in or the microphone in on a computer.
Yeah.
And set it up to record that way.
Good Lord.
But
now, does it matter that I got dial up on my computer?
No, that would be only if you're going to download, or which is taking information from the internet and putting that onto your computer, or uploading, which is taking stuff from your computer and putting it onto the internet. That's what the dial-up or your internet service speed will be for. I was just about to say that your best bet would probably be to get an account with iTunes. And a lot of times they will have some of the older songs where you can get like 5 of them for a dollar, or they might be free with the purchase of like 4 or 5 songs.
Oh, yeah. That might be
easier
going to route with all them wires and all that, you know. I might go over there to does eBay have that on there?
iTunes is a service that Apple has and provides so that people can purchase songs, videos, music videos, any kind of audio. There's audiobooks on there. There's music CDs. There's instructional videos. All different sorts of things on iTunes. And it's just iTunes.com.
I'm going to write that down. That's I like the letter I, or is that EYE?
It's the letter I.
Oh, iTunes.org, you said?
Com.
Company.
Mm-hmm.
All right, iTunes.
Commercial.
How much does that cost over there?
The songs range, they're usually right around 99 cents.
Yeah. But like you said, I could maybe find some for free or even like 3 for a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of them, however, I mean, there are some that are $10, some because they're rare recordings and, you know, for things like that, they don't want to just say, oh, okay, you can have this. You know, there was only 3 of those before, but now you can have it for a dollar, kind of a thing.
Okay. How about the only thing I listen to is Red Soulvine and the Sugar Hill Gang. Anything outside of that, don't much listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, the Sugar Hill Gang, you might have a difficult time on there finding it because their commercial products were actually vinyl, not audio cassette.
Oh man.
So
yeah.
But if they're available, they're going to be on iTunes. There's also, just search around and play around, get familiar with the site. Last time I was on there was a forum. That's a place where people can chat and type and communicate with other iTunes members. And if you can't find it on there, you might join the forum and say, hey, look, I'm looking for the Sugar Hill Gang's whatever, and I can't find it on here. Anybody have any suggestions? And you'll, like, within a minute, you'll probably have, like, 35 or 40 people saying, yeah, go to this website.
Oh,
or
cool,
check out this one. Or here's a link, and you can just click on the link and go there.
Do they have cute girls on there? You ever talk to any of them? I mean,
I don't know.
All right, I don't mean to get personal with you, but just wondering. I mean, one of those added bonuses. You know what they say about the internet.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know, man. Do you want one of those blocks?
One of those blocks?
Yeah, do you write those on the internet?
Oh, a blog? No, I do not.
Yeah. Oh, you sound like you know what you're talking about, and I'm telling you right now to write a blog, and I'm telling you, you're going to get a lot of readership that way. You know, put one on there about, you know, technical issues and music and things like that. You know, you're in the right department over there. I'll tell you that right now.
I appreciate that, sir.
Yeah. What was your name again?
It's Brett. Just like George.
Brett. Hey, George Brett, man. I'm going to tell you right now, that pine tar incident. I'll tell you, I love George Brett, man. The thing is, were you named after George Brett?
No, I was not. No. No, I'm originally from Minnesota, and I'm a huge Vikings fan. So my second favorite team is whoever's playing the Packers.
Beautiful.
And if
nice.
You follow football, then you know that there was a quarterback that they had that had the same first name. And so people would say, oh, just like, and I would say, no, I'm not like Satan. Yes. So, but is there anything else I can help you with tonight, sir?
Oh, no, man. You are more than helpful, and I do thank you for your time, and don't work too hard, Brett.
Yeah, all right. Have a good night, sir.
Take care of yourself, buddy.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was one good damn man out there, listener land. George Brett out of Branson, Missouri Walmart. You heard it here. You heard it live. You heard it on the Variety Show.
Well, when I was just a little bitty kid, I remember one time Mama said, Daddy sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown why my daddy didn't spend a little time at home instead of running around the country that away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light. I got a sweet little thing I'm wanting to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and roll on south tonight. Long strips of rubber that you see were burned off of this rig by the likes of me, and they'll rot along the highways in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in this diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke and try to beat this the pace I'm a-setting any time they can. Oh, I'm looking at the world through the windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a-wanting to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight. Well, I've pushed this rig through sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. On down that old Pacific shore, I swing north and run for Baltimore, or somewhere about 2,000 miles away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me all right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a dying to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dawson Road, south tonight.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the operator, press 0 or stay on the line. To repeat this menu, press the pound key.
All I want is to talk to you every night, every day.
Thank you for calling. Customer support. Please hold while I try to connect you.
Thank you. Phyllis, glad you're on the phone with me tonight. Thank you for sticking around.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Holly speaking. How can I help you?
I was calling about the pills, man.
Yes, sir. What pills can I help you with?
Well, I mean, which ones? I was looking at your website over there, and I was just wondering, what do you think are like the... I saw the Neo size XL pills. Are those a big seller?
Yes, they are. Actually, they are pretty effective. they're pretty effective to increase the size of your penis by 3 inches.
Yeah. So here's here's a question I have for you. I mean, I can't make this phone call without getting personal with you. I mean, as far as, you know, I'm concerned because I need to know what's going to help me. I mean, the thing is, I mean, if there's an increase of 3 to 4 inches, I mean, say you're starting off with a guy who's got basically like, you know, an acorn head, and then I took that and I gave you 3 to 4 inches, I mean, okay, so now I'm at 3 to 4 inches when I'm done with those pills, and I'm thinking, well, then I order more, and then I'm up to like 6 to 8 inches, right? I mean, is that the science behind this stuff?
No. After you take it for after 6 months, you're going to get a permanent result of an increase of only 3 to 4 inches, like you're saying. You know, but it's not going to increase by 30 to 40 inches if you're taking it for 4 or 5 years.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that would make sense because, I mean, so you're like, so at the end of like 6 months, I mean, I should have like a 4-inch tallywhacker, right?
Yes.
Wow, man. I mean, that's like life-changing type of stuff, man, because, you know, I don't even like, you know, I don't know, man. Do you know anybody who uses, I mean, have you ever used this stuff?
Sorry,
I know you're a female. Yeah, I understand. You're not for yourself, but I mean, does like your husband or your, I mean, your husband or a boyfriend or whoever you have,
we've got pretty good feedbacks about it. Yeah, we've got pretty good feedbacks about it from our customers in the past.
But you don't know any. I mean, do you have like, do you know somebody personally? Like, oh man, he's got 4 inches.
I'm afraid I cannot give you that information.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm just trying to figure out what's
the
best thing.
It's okay. You don't have to be.
All right, man. Where are you located?
We're based in Canada.
Canada, man. All right, and these things will be shipped discreet. Like my wife's not going to find the Neo size box or nothing like that.
Yes, all our packages are very discreet. On the envelope, there is only the tracking number that is there.
Yeah.
And inside, it will be only you who will get access to it.
Okay, I understand that. But, I mean, what's this here? I'm on the website now, and if you could just help me. It says powerful orgasm. Can you, I mean, what exactly is a powerful orgasm as opposed to, like, your regular ones?
You have prolonged erection and perfect control of ejaculation.
Like I won't be like, you know, like right away Johnny and all that kind of stuff?
No, you will get a sustained erection for quite a long time, as well as having an increase in the length of your penis.
Right, and it's a rigid erection, right? The rigid one?
Yes, of course, yes. Right. It's rigid.
Yeah, okay, rigid. What exactly do you, I'm sorry, but I mean, what exactly do you mean by rigid? I mean, like, it's like, rigid, like.
It's more powerful. It's stronger.
It's like a harder erection?
It comes out better, yes.
All right, so
it's
like the sperm and all that will fire out of there, like, farther and all that?
Yes.
I'm going to be a freaking porn star by the time I'm done with this, so I'm telling you right now. See, the thing is, what the hell is in there, man, that does all this stuff? I mean, is this like some kind of like witch hazel or something?
Some kind of what?
That could be like Junior Mints for all I know. What exactly is inside there? That, like, what's the drug that you guys use, man?
There's Mucuna, Periens, Vitania, Somnifera, Tribulus Terrestris, and Soy Protein Concentrate.
Man, that's... I don't even know what any of that stuff is, to be honest with you. Can I tell you what happened to me, the reason why I'm calling?
Yes.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I got home from work, and I was sitting there watching television. You know, there's really nothing on. I'm flicking through the channels and all that kind of stuff. And what happens is I somehow got a bunch of laundry detergent in my eyes. And I have no idea where it came from. I have no clue as to where it came from, and I believe somebody was trying to blind me at that time. But the thing is, I thought if I can get on this Neo Size XL, that you're talking about an increase of 4 inches to, you know, basically a guy I've spent the last 40 years of my life with a freaking acorn head between my legs. You're talking about a rigid erection, a powerful orgasm, no more pre-ejaculation, and all that stuff, you know. So I think, you know, I think overall, I mean, what are the prices here? I can't find them on your website.
You want to know about the prices, right? So do you want a permanent result?
Well, yeah.
Yeah? So I would advise you 9 bottles, 9 months treatment. It costs $349.95. You get 10% discount with that and 3 additional bottles, and you get a free shipping bonus.
What's the bonus, man?
A free shipping.
Oh, free shipping is the bonus. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
yes.
I mean, so 9 months. So you're saying, like, if I took this stuff for 9 months, I mean, I'm going to keep that size of an erection. I mean, I'm going to keep that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't go away after I stop using your pills.
No. You can always call us for a refill. Or go ahead.
Oh, no, I mean, no, I can call you for a refill. I mean, if after the 9 months, I mean, say I noticed a decrease in the size of it, I mean, I need to start using the stuff again, right?
Yes.
All right.
In case, because there are some customers who have got permanent results, while there are some customers who have needed to call us back because they need it. They want it.
Sure.
They feel good when they take it, you know?
Yeah, oh, I can imagine, man. No kidding, you feel good. No kidding about that. I mean, oh, wow, man. I mean, does this something like the pill, what's the size of the darn thing? Is it like a horse pill, you know, like one of them giant?
No, they're little. They're like normal pills.
Oh, I can, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just wondering, man, because they don't have a picture of one on your website either.
Oh, okay.
Man. All right, so how do I go about getting some of this? Are you guys on MySpace or anything?
So do you have a valid email address and a credit card on you right now?
Yeah, man. I got is it all right if I get my wife's name?
Yeah, I guess so. Long as it's valid and has enough money on it, that would work. Okay, so should we add that to your card, yeah?
Well, how much did you say again?
$349, and you get 10% discount. You get so I can offer you a price of $314.
$314. I'll tell you what. I'll pay you $250 for all of it. Can you go $250 on me?
You can give me just. Hang on
a
minute.
You tip $250 on me here.
Yes, please.
Right.
$250. I can give you 6 bottles, where you're still getting your permanent results and free shipping.
But you can't do me $250 for 9 months, right?
No, I cannot. I'm afraid.
Right away. Can't put me through to your manager.
No.
Work something out with him. You got to be kidding me, man. I mean, do you guys have layaway?
Do we have what?
Like a layaway type of thing where I can just make payments on it?
Yes, you can make your payment with me right now.
Oh, no, ma'am. What I'm saying is, like, I
can
pay a little bit now. I can pay a little bit now and then kind of make monthly payments on it.
If you're getting the 6 bottles today, I can offer you 2 additional bottles that I can do for you.
All I've ever wanted, man, all I've ever wanted, you know, since the time I hit puberty, you know, was to be a man, to be somebody who was.
I can give you 8 bottles for $239. That's all that I can do, I'm afraid.
9 bottles, $250, and you got a deal right now. And I'll tell you what, and I'll put in a good word with your manager.
Is there anything else I can do to help you with today?
You're not willing to work with me?
Yes, I'm offering you 8 bottles for
$239. Oh, man.
And $250, that might be very difficult. It's a little bit tight. Even my manager would tell you the same thing.
Well, what's his name?
I cannot give you personal details on the phone.
All right. All right. Well, you know what, man? I'm just going to have to wait to payday then, and I'm going to have to call you back because I can't do the you know,
okay.
I'm just going to have
You're
to call you back
welcome.
On the 250 right now.
Okay.
I got your number.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You have a good one, man. All right. Take care. Take care of yourself. All I ever wanted.
of canvas and a couple of tubes of paint. Now 5 minutes of work is gonna make me a saint. Maybe I'm a fine artist. I am with my lips. Stick around, honey, learn some aesthetic tips. Maybe I'm a fine artist. Maybe I deserve to be kissed.
I have no idea what the hell I'm doing with this show, ladies and gentlemen. As if you haven't already discovered that by listening in, if in fact there's anybody out there listening in to this program. Thank each and every one of you for hanging out with me. Thank everybody for listening in. I don't know how you would stay for an hour with me. I can't even stand an hour with myself half the time.
7-11.
Yeah, hey, this is Billy Collins, poet laureate of Chicago.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes, this is Billy Collins.
Okay, and who are you, sir?
Yeah, can I speak to the manager, please?
Manager will be around 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man. Well, here's the thing. See, this is Billy Collins. I'm actually the poet laureate of Chicago, Illinois. And what I want to do is I was wanting to see if I can set up a poetry reading in your 7-Eleven store.
You have to get in touch with the manager at 9 o'clock in the morning, sir.
You're not the manager?
9 o'clock in the morning, sir.
All right, man, take care. You were kind of rude for just hanging up on me like that. I mean, that's not something you want to do to a customer, especially the poet laureate of Chicago, Illinois. Due to the fact is, I could have your job, mister. How would that float your boat? How would that float you? Oh, hey, I worked at 7-Eleven until I fucking hung up on the poet laureate of Chicago, and then what happened to me? I got my ass booted out of a job. That's what happened. Fuck around with Billy Collins. You fuck around with your job. Like that. 90 seconds. Hurry up. Answer the phone. Sorry, I don't really mean that. I want to be nice. Answer the phone. Hello.
Tony Leung, can I help you?
Yes, may I speak to the manager, please?
I'm sorry, sir?
Yes, can I speak to the manager, please?
My manager is in morning time, 10 o'clock. We are coming, sir.
Well, let me ask you a question right now. My name's Billy Collins. See, I'm the poet laureate of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And what I was wondering if I could set up some type of like an open mic poetry reading in your 7-Eleven store.
But you call morning time, sir. My manager all over.
What is your name?
My name is?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Arun. Arun.
Erun?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna call that manager in the morning.
Okay. 10 o'clock,
take
sir.
Care. All right, take care. Thank you. All right, well, this has been a fun show, ladies and gentlemen. We got like 10 seconds left. Join me next Monday night if you can freaking stand it. Be here. Shut up. We'll be here, and I'll be there, and everybody will be everywhere. And everywhere.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you.